This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joining us now is William Douglas Campbell. He is the Uranium One FBI informant. Now, to protect the identity of Mr. Campbell, we have had to put him in shadow. Sir, it's an honor to see you, and we welcome you to the program. You have worked as a operative, if I can use that term, for multiple agencies, how many years?
30 years.
And you first got involved, you were within a Putin-Russian operation within the United States since 2009, correct?
Actually, earlier than that. My work, when I was handed over to the FBI, started in 2005. And I was under ultimately formal contract and an associate partner with the Russian government and its senior Russian nuclear leadership, who worked directly and indirectly by appointment of Putin.
Yeah. So when you say hand it over, you're talking about 30 years you've served your country. Would it be fair to say in dangerous situations at times?
Yes, sir. You could say that.
Life-threatening, maybe?
You could say that.
So at some point, Mr. Campbell, your life's at risk. You see Russians have infiltrated the United States of America. They're living within America. And at some point, you became aware that Russia wanted to get a foothold in the uranium industry and that they were going to look at this conglomeration known, what we now know as Uranium One, and that deal was going to give them that foothold if, in fact, it was approved by 9 government agencies.
Yes, sir. There was no question about it.
Yeah, and the FBI knew that?
The Bureau knew it. The Uranium One position was a part of a long-term strategy, a four-tier strategy by the Russians.
Did these Russian criminals, Putin operatives, when Hillary was Secretary of State, Barack Obama's the president, and again, you're there when they first get into office. Did they express any specific Clinton strategy, how to get her on board, or did they express any Obama strategy?
This was a criminal investigation of people that I had reported. And yes, the Russians and the United States conspirators I was working with stated the Clintons were implicated. But that was not the focus of what I was doing. And I did not believe until Uranium One approval actually happened that the indications from these Russians were solid about the Clintons influencing that decision.
Boy, I'll tell you, what does that tell you? Just more and more that we hear about the previous administration, the collusion that was taking place between Hillary Clinton, and dare I say, this goes to the Oval Office. I don't know how Barack Obama is able to go unscathed here, because this is all over his administration, whether it was Hillary or him. I mean, this couldn't have happened. He's the president of the United States, and this informant has gathered extensive evidence, according to The Hill, during his 6 years of undercover work about this Russian plot to corner the American uranium market. And what do they have? Hillary Clinton. They were able to utilize her, if you want to call it, her greed with what she did, as exposed by Peter Schweizer with the Clinton Foundation. This is, you talk about the vulnerability and what they've suggested about Donald Trump. It's interesting that they would be so sensitive about it. Maybe the reason being is because they were so good at it themselves, or they found themselves to be so vulnerable having sold their soul to Vladimir Putin for the sake of money and whatever. And it was bad enough that they sold their soul, but they're selling America's soul as well with this Uranium One deal. This is nasty stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't think that, by and large, the American people have really gotten their brain around it.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, great to have you along with us. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. I got to tell you personally, I have such high regard for Jerome, for what he has done in terms of going out there and pursuing the truth, reporting on the truth, doing all the hard work, the investigative hard work that is so necessary today, especially in this world of fake news that we're inundated with. And I appreciate his dedication to the truth and, as I mentioned, all the hard work. He worked for 12 years as a senior staff reporter for WND.com, previously WorldNet Daily, from 2004 through January 17. He is now with InfoWars. He is the Washington Bureau Chief for InfoWars with Alex Jones. And Dr. Corsi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, as always. How are you?
Bill, it's great to be back with you. Thank you.
Well, I want to talk about your new book, Killing the Deep State, reveals who really controls the U.S., and the secret plan to destroy President Trump. What your book does is it really congeals a lot of what's out there. I mean, and this is the thing that with any kind of news reporting is you get a lot of loose threads. But this is why we rely on people such as yourself, and you know, we've kind of given up a little bit on the mainstream media, because although there's still some investigative reporters, unfortunately the agenda is so driven that we're getting a biased perspective, and that's not to say we don't hold biases. I mean, we all do, but it we would hope that at the end of the day we could get to the point that where it, you know, we get true reporting and we're out of the dogmatic. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, Bill. And there's still facts that have to be contended with, and I try to start at the facts without judgment about them and see where the facts lead. And this book, Killing the Deep State, both reveals a plot that the hard left Democrats launched with operatives in the CIA, Department of Justice, the FBI, to deny Donald Trump a victory in 2016, and then if he did win, to impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
And the book goes beyond really laying out that case and explaining how, you know, the deep state really concocted what amounted to a coup d'etat plan.
Mm-hmm.
The book also shows how Donald Trump is fighting it and needs to fight it. I mean, I have spent an enormous amount of time when I was in my younger career.
Mm-hmm.
Working in public relations, how I worked my way through college, and I was trained by Edward Bernays, who was, mm-hmm, one of the, you know, most prominent creators of public relations and,
mm-hmm,
one of the most brilliant analysts of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And as I point out, that this Russian collusion narrative, is a propaganda attack, disinformation, because
exactly
there's no evidence that supports that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. The evidence is overwhelming that Seth Rich was the one who stole from within the Democratic National Committee and John Podesta emails. Even Admiral Lyons makes that in a very convincing article he just published this weekend at Kate. And, but, you know, the problem with the propaganda attack is if you can't answer it with the truth.
Right.
So, you know, Donald Trump says there's no evidence that I colluded with Russia. Well, so Mueller and the Democrats say, we'll find it. We just haven't looked hard enough yet.
That's
we'll
right.
find
yes.
it.
Yeah. It's like global warming. You know, we just keep, we'll make a case somewhere down the line. We just don't have enough time.
Yeah, the facts don't support us right now. We'll just keep looking until we can find or create facts that look like we're right. And so the way you defeat it is the way that I think Donald Trump has launched a counterattack. And, you know, really the point of killing the deep state is how we expose this corruption to the American people, this cancer, this intelligence agency-driven cancer within the government, and the corruption of our Justice Department, justice system. How we defeat it is Donald Trump has systematically pointed out the contrary evidence that undermines the Democratic Party position. In other words, it's very shocking to find out that the FBI, the Department of Justice, advanced this Fusion GPS memo written by Christopher Steele, a Brit, that was paid for by Hillary Clinton. That was opposition research. They did not tell the FISA court that the FBI and Department of Justice could not independently verify that this dossier was true in any respect.
Right.
And yet they get permission to start electronic surveillance on Donald Trump's campaign through one individual, Carter Page, who I still think was an operative of the Department of Justice and, you know, a paid undercover agent. So they start electronic surveillance on Page, and anybody Page talks to, it'd be also under electronic surveillance.
Right.
And then that expands until you've got virtually Donald Trump's entire campaign and his transition and 6 months into the administration under NSA, CIA, Democratic-controlled Department of Justice, electronic surveillance, which I think is unconscionable. But
right. Well, not to mention unconstitutional. But, Jerome, let's go back here just a moment. The situation with the deep state, you know, we're focused on it now because Donald Trump has been a force in terms of unveiling exposure. He's been an exposing force in our government. The deep state, has it not existed, you know, for years? I mean, you could probably even, you and I have discussed this before, could even say there was a deep state around that could be associated with the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Well, I think, Bill, that was the first time we became aware as Americans that there was a shadow government. And the evidence that has come out since the JFK assassination has made it clear how the deep state works to create this official narrative, this cover story, you know, a crazy nut does the killing, Reed Lee Harvey Oswald, with a weapon that even the Italian army couldn't shoot anyone with during World War II, Reed Mannlicher Carcano rifle, and then he suddenly gets killed.
Yes, right.
And, you know, so the Patsy story, and that's the official narrative, and anybody who disagrees with it is immediately branded as a kook, a conspiracy theorist, a nutcase.
Right.
And then we find out, you know, for instance, that, yes, the CIA has been dealing drugs in the Vietnam War, and it was continuing to deal drugs, and even through Iran-Contra. I mean, what about the drugs flown into Arkansas from Colombia when Bill Clinton was governor? We find this information that is produced by credible journalists that the mainstream media ignores, but yet important scholars, Dale Peter Scott, for instance, my reference, points out this is the deep state, the shadow government at work.
Exactly. and in their wake our bodies. You mentioned Seth Rich. I mean, probably the most recent body that seems to run in the shadow of the deep state. And anything that, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know of anybody that you could meet that has bodies in their wake. And the Clinton family, it just in terms of reasonableness and consideration, Jerome, this is bizarre, isn't it?
It is, Bill, very much. It demands investigation.
Well, we're talking with Jerome Corsi, best-selling author, and more from him on his new book, Killing the Deep State, reveals who really controls the U.S. and the secret plan to destroy our president, Donald Trump. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, D.C. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, and we're here to keep it up front and, help you remember that it is the basis of this country. And you have to understand how the Constitution, it's a war on the Constitution. It's the war on conservative thought. And I would say on the institutions that you and I grew up with and we held dear, and they're all being challenged. And, you know, we're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi, as I mentioned, New York Times bestselling author, and we're talking about his new book, but also, to the way our culture, the way our institutions are being attacked are incredible. And, of course, a recent example of this is Google. Google went after Dr. Corsi, and they canceled his channel, his YouTube channel, because what this comes down to is, a violation of our First Amendment right. But this doesn't stop, these people and people who believe that somehow we need to have our thoughts controlled and speech controlled, from operating. Dr. Corsi, tell us about what happened with YouTube.
Well, they started, taking down my various videos. I had only been really posting for about 3 weeks, really doing this decoding of this intelligence agent who serviced this QAnon, this Q intelligence agent. And then they just canceled my account. I found 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my Gmail no longer worked. That was linked to the Google email. And then I had to reestablish that. And then our YouTube account was canceled with no explanation, no attempt to really argue with them. And I blasted them on Twitter. I blasted Eric Schmidt and the others because there was censorship going on. And
exactly.
They had brought in the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is famous for hating everybody that in any way is conservative or libertarian. And so the next day, I guess Google didn't want to fight because I was in the process, and pretty well, we had taken it to the president, and I think there's going to be repercussions of this and the a demand for an Internet Bill of Rights, which I'm pushing.
Right.
We need to have the First Amendment apply to the Internet. These content giants in Silicon Valley with their hard left ownership and leadership cannot exclude, not in the United States, not while we still have the First Amendment, conservatives and libertarians from their space or participating in the dialogue. This was an attempt to get, I think Google and YouTube wanted conservatives, all the libertarians, InfoWars, off the Internet before the midterm elections.
Exactly. Yeah, this is very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, what happened here. And thank God for Dr. Corsi that he did go after him. And now Google has since reversed their position, correct?
Yes, I think Google decided it was probably better not to fight. I said, Eric Schmidt, who's the creator of Google largely. I said, you want to rumble, let's rumble. Let's fight. You pick your back alley? Sure, pick it.
Right.
Let's get over there now and let's duke it out.
Yeah.
Let's take it into the federal district court right now. Let's take it into the FCC and the Federal Trade Commission because we need an Internet Bill of Rights. And if you don't believe in that, let's duke it out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they live to come back and torment somebody else another day. They just ran up against the wrong hombre, Dr. Corsi, and you put them in their place. But, the Bill of Rights will go a long way. An Internet Bill of Rights would go a long way, for all of us, freedom-thinking patriots that want to support free speech. I mean, this isn't, for goodness sakes, this isn't Berkeley.
We don't need a cultural revolution from, if the Democratic Party wants to become a socialist or European-style communist party, fine, they'll marginalize themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, don't kill the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And they're intolerant. They don't want to hear anybody's speech except their own ideological dribble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. I'm happy to debate their ideological point of view, but I'm not happy to be censored out of YouTube, which is a major megaphone on the Internet. And if if Eric Schmidt thinks he can get away with that, I'm happy to expose, and I'm in the process now of exposing, every click you make goes right to the CIA, because Google was created by the CIA. Mm. It worked with Hillary's campaign,
right,
and is providing all the information the NSA has got on its PRISM system to micro-target every individual American in the country. Mm. And you might as well say Google equals CIA. That's the theme I'm now investigating. And Eric Schmidt wants to fight. Let's duke it out.
Well, back to your book, Killing the Deep State Reveals Who Really Controls the U.S., The Secret Plan to Destroy President Trump. As you laid out in our earlier segment, Jerome, you have this shadow government that has been in operation, if the truth be known. I mean, you and I just even went back to JFK. You might even say it's been going, I mean, you could probably say from day one of our history, there were antithetical forces to this great American experiment. They have laid low and they have strategically taken control of key institutions. And, man, I'm telling you, it's like we are surrounded and the lights are coming on. Thank you very much, Donald Trump. And we're seeing that we have people all dressed up like, you know, like patriots and, you know, God-fearing Americans. And these are people with an alternate agenda.
Well, this whole New World Order crowd thinking that the United States of America is a nice little transitional experiment and needs to be abandoned in favor of international control. The international bankers, I mean, we've had various bouts of it. The 1913 Woodrow Wilson was a major chapter in the internationalism.
Exactly.
You know, we have the Federal Reserve and income tax as a result of this. I think Donald Trump, given enough time, is going to attack and destroy both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Donald Trump understands that along with the underlying forces of this New World Order, you know, and it's left and right. The Bushes were much on the CIA New World Order as anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with a corporate press. It comes with a Pravda. It comes with the mainstream media that's told what to print, that lies, that covers up, won't investigate the news, won't get deep into what's truly happening. I mean, that's where, you know, I've found my career on working with Joseph Farah, working with Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We're a disruptive media because we demand the investigation produce the truth.
Right. Well, you're not beholden. You're not beholden to these entities that are controlling your career and in some cases even your life that are interested primarily in the truth, whether it's Alex or Joseph Farah. I mean, this is why even with our show, as independent as we are, you know, because I have authors that come on, Jerome, and they go, you can talk about that? And I go, well, yeah, why? Why? He goes,
right, exactly.
Bill, I, you don't know how many thousands of people in shows that I go to, I am told I can't talk about that. Well, I go, well, here, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. So this is why I guess you and I have been joined at the hip almost instantly from the first time we met.
Well, that's correct. That's right, Bill. We share the same dedication to the Constitution of the United States and the values therein and to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, the mainstream media, you'll be told what your script, you'll be handed the script.
Yes.
You deviate from that, your career's over.
Right.
You know, your chain will be pulled, even on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And increasingly, they have to be fair and balanced, means we get flooded with ideologues on the left and have to, you know, basically screen out half of what Fox is showing even today.
Exactly.
The point is, this is the point of my book of the killing of the deep state, is that if we're going to recover, we need a second American Revolution, and it's in the process. And I know no one better than Donald Trump to lead it. He didn't need the job. He's a brilliant man. He's got great courage, and he's going to set us back on the path of the Constitution.
But he needs reinforcements. He needs help, Jerome. This is the thing. And whether it's so-called Republicans and independents, freedom, truly freedom-loving, truth-telling, people committed to the constitutional values of our founding fathers. We need patriots to come forth and come alongside this president. Not that he's perfect, but we can all serve a need to the ultimate end of getting this country back on track, don't you say?
Yes, in my book, Killing the Deep State, calls on patriots, anonymous patriots, people all over the nation who will rise up and defend the republic.
Well, Dr. Corsi, we're out of time. Thank you again for the book. We appreciate it and the time on Bill Martinez Live.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, Girls Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And when it comes to this year's New York International Automobile Show, that's going to be taking over the Javits Center, in Manhattan from March 30th through April the 8th, we have Micah Muzio with us, and he is going to break it all down. For over 100 years, the New York International Automobile Show has showcased some of the hottest cars and trucks ever seen. Now, Micah is here to give us an inside track on the show with an advanced look at the brand new models and more concept vehicles than ever before. Micah, good to have you with us. You're there giving us a preview. You're there before everybody else is, right?
Yeah, it's the privileged position of being an automotive journalist. You get to sneak in here and see all the cool stuff before the public. Only by a couple of days, the show actually opens up on Friday. But yeah, I'm going to break it down for you, starting with some real excitement here at the Genesis stand. Genesis is a new brand, sort of luxury division of Hyundai. And what's really neat is that they're planting their flag design-wise with a cool concept that I really like. It's called the Genesis Essentia. And let me see if I can paint a word picture for you. It's a grand touring coupe. is electrified. You're talking about a 0-60 time around 3 seconds or so. It's the thing which will actually be driven out on the road, though I'm doubting it actually will. And then the really neat thing is that if you sit inside the cockpit, it has this open cockpit design, kind of seeing inside a P-51 Mustang or something. Very open. Visual, outside. And the windshield extends down over to the hood, and so you have this exposed suspension thing. It's just a really, really neat design, the kind of thing that you want to see in pictures. But, I come to all the auto shows, and it's really neat to come to a show and be genuinely excited to see something. It's a great way to kick off the auto show.
Well, Micah, what we love about radio is that we get our imaginations involved, and you're doing a great job in painting the picture for us. So what else is sticking out for you? I imagine you've got to be like a kid in a candy store and when you get around these kind of auto shows.
You know what's neat about the auto shows is that as a car guy, I'm thrilled to see the new automobiles, the new vehicles, be exposed to the new technology. But it's also a great opportunity for people who are looking to buy a new car to get a taste of just how much stuff has changed. And that's really one of the big trends that is coming out from the auto shows these days, especially this 2018 U.S. International Auto Show, is that the world is changing and very, very rapidly. So a good example of that would be 2019 Hyundai Santa Fe. It's an SUV that is in the mid-size category, and really that's speaking of trends, that's a big trend. SUVs are on the rise. Everybody's moving to SUVs from cars. But what's really neat about the Santa Fe is standard safety equipment list. It's the kind of stuff that just a couple years ago would have been reserved for much more expensive luxury vehicles, and now it's standard. So we're talking about things like dynamic cruise control with stop and go ability. So the car will actually follow the vehicle in front, and when it stops, your Santa Fe will stop. Also, automatic emergency braking with pedestrian detection, so if a pedestrian walks out in front of you, it'll warn you, and if you don't do anything, it'll automatically apply the brakes. And then a really weird one that I've never even heard of before, Safe Exit Assist. The 2019 Hyundai Santa Fe can detect if a vehicle is approaching from behind and prevent you from opening your door and having your door taken off. That's like, I've never even heard of that, and that's standard equipment.
Wow, that's awesome. So, and that's the thing that we're hearing a lot in the recent years is that as the development has matured, what was available primarily in the higher-end cars is now coming down into the mid-class cars, right?
That is absolutely true. We're seeing that, with a lot of safety tech. We're also seeing that in terms of infotainment systems, the technology that you interface with in the vehicle, becoming increasingly advanced on very inexpensive cars. Apple CarPlay, for example, is a smartphone integration technology that lets you utilize your phone's functionality through the head unit. That's standard on the new Toyota Corolla hatchback that's being shown here. That's a very inexpensive car, and that's standard. That's standard equipment. It's really neat. Another big trend, by the way, we're also seeing here is the continued electrification of automobiles. Both in terms of pure electric and also hybrid. One really interesting one that I've actually had a chance to drive, but you can check it out here at the auto show, is the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid. It's sort of a good example of just how electrification is winding its way into new segments. It's a minivan, but it has batteries built into underneath the floor that allow it to go 33 miles under pure electric power. So depending on your commute, you might never use a drop of gasoline, which is sort of amazing.
That is amazing. Any other trends that seem to be kind of the main trends that are happening there besides turning from the car and moving more into the into utility vehicles?
Yeah, I think one of the big trends is that the car world recognizes that the weakest link in the safety chain is the driver. And so the increasing technology to account for, our fallibility as humans. But I guess one of the other things I would notice is that vehicles, I think, are getting cooler. That's sort of a subjective take. But what I'm noticing is that there was a time when you could buy a bad automobile. You could buy a car that was going to just break down promptly. And that's not really the case anymore. So car makers are having to distinguish themselves aesthetically. And what you have then are cars that are very reasonably priced that look awesome. I mean, I don't want to, you know, spend too much time talking about that Corolla hatchback over at the Toyota stand, but it's a really cool-looking little hatchback.
Right.
They have a pricing. It's very accessible, but it looks awesome. Very swoopy design language, very sporty. Interesting colors, too. It's like a kind of this shiny baby blue color. Really neat. I'm also over here at the Genesis stand, and I'm looking next at a Genesis G70, which is their new entry luxury sports sedan, and the paint on this thing is exquisite. It's got this odd depth to it. It's this brilliant red that looks like it has like kind of silver metallic undertones to it. And like this is just a normal paint job that you can find on a car that you can get at the dealership. This isn't like a custom paint job. It's
right,
sort of
exactly.
Amazing.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. So from the outside to the inside, these vehicles are loaded with technology, huh?
Yeah, they really are. The challenging part is that technology can be difficult to get your head around, but they're really, really making it accessible. So, yeah, if you want to, dig into, some of the technology or some of the vehicles that are shown here, head over to KellyBlueBooksKDB.com if you need to see some pictures, if I haven't done a good enough job with my word pictures.
Hey, you're doing great. Are you kidding me? This is awesome. I mean, what's happening is you are teasing people enough. They're going, when are these cars going to be at my local dealership? Because, New York City is one place. If you can't make it out there, then we've got to wait, a couple months before we see them on the showroom floor, possibly, right?
That's true. Yeah, they should be coming. There's a lot of cars coming under dealers, dealer lots. If you haven't looked into what's out there, and if you're looking to buy a car, it's really good to get your head around it because things have changed a lot. So head over to KDB.com. We'd love to have you.
Yes, exactly. And Micah, a couple, last questions here as we wrap things up here, because we appreciate your time, is that will some of these cars, all these cars be on the showroom floor, or will some of these manufacturers decide after these shows that maybe they need a little bit more tweaking before they roll them out?
It really depends on the vehicle. So I would be surprised if Genesis were to build the Essentia concept because it's just so audacious. But Volkswagen is doing something interesting with the Tanawak pickup truck. They put it out as a concept, and they're just gauging public reaction. Hey, do you guys like it? Should we build a pickup truck? And so the auto shows aren't just where you will see what's coming, but it's also a test bed for car makers to see, does this have legs? And so,
exactly.
If you want to have Volkswagen pickup truck, let Volkswagen know.
So lots of buzz for this new year, for this new New York International Automobile Show, and it opens up on March the 30th. We'll run all the way till April the 8th, and from Blue Book, the managing editor of Video Blue Book, Micah Muzio has been with us. So Micah, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, if you can't make your way to New York, come on over to KBB.com. That's KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. A lot of great information about cars. And, hey, you might even see me in a video.
Make sure you wave at us, okay, Micah? Appreciate it.
I'm waving.
Okay, thank you, pal. Take care. Have a great one.
Get ready for Easter right now at Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with promo code Easter. With an extra 20% off, girls' Carter's dresses are just $17.60. Van Heusen dress shirts are $27.99. Elsie Lauren Conrad dresses are also just $27.99. And Samsonite carry-on luggage is $103.99. Plus, you'll get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 29th through 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sometimes all it takes is a spark. The spark becomes a flame. It transforms everything around it.
From the creators of the Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided,
we cannot respond to hate with more hate.
You don't get to play innocent.
You did this!
We must remember what we stand for.
It's okay to be broken, Dave. It means God's still shaping you.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's made.
In the darkness, we are called to be the light.
How do you define truth exactly?
I believe truth is a person.
This Easter, as painful and confusing as all of this is, it just might be exactly where God wants you right now.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 30th. Go to godsnotdead.com.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live. You are the
back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and oh, do I have a treat for you. John Irwin is joining us. Always good to be talking with John. Of course, John from the world-famous Irwin Brothers, a directing team that focus on developing and producing unique stories. So you see, you can hear him chuckling in the background, because whenever you brag about people that are humble, they can't help but chuckle a bit. But but let me say, John, wow, you're... all that you and your brother have done over the years, your reputation precedes yourself. It has been time-honored, joyful, brilliant, entertaining. Anything that you would want by way of production of films, and certainly films that are, you know, family-friendly that you can take your kids to.
Yeah, that's the goal. It's to build up trust. I mean, I think we're storytellers, you know, and there can be incredible power to the right story. And if you can make a film, you know, our goal is to make films that are entertaining, that are emotionally relatable, no matter what you believe, that are trustworthy for you and your whole family. Nothing will offend you about them, but that showcase truth and draw people to truth. You know, Andy and I say that we dream of the return of Frank Capra, you know, the legendary filmmaker.
Yes.
From the 40s and 50s, and you know, I think it's just time that we use this tool wisely, as Christians, and that we tell stories that matter, that draw people to things that we believe are true. And we found that they can be incredible tools, and it's just a fun job. I mean, to get to tell stories for a living, and to get to see ideas come to life and work with the people we get to work with, it's an incredible thing.
See all that fun stuff in Birmingham, Alabama, you and your brothers shooting pictures in the backyard and all this, and leading to ESPN, movies like Mom's Night Out now and Woodlawn, you know, who would have thought? And I got to tell you, John, you and your brother have been such a blessing to the Christian community, because the heart's cry of Christians for many years has been, look, we see what's happening in Hollywood, these big productions. They look so great in Christian films, you know, and not so good, you know. And then you and others have come along and are starting to give glory to God in a way that he should be represented. And we're grateful for that.
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, I claim the words of George Lucas, who said films are never complete, they're only abandoned. So ours are full of mistakes and things that I would love to go back and change. But I'll tell you this, I think it's time that we really reach as high as we can to make the best films that we can, and to really earn the message that we care about, not use it as a crutch. And that's our goal. I mean, quality is our core, is our number one core value, and let's make these films better and better so that they can be seen by more and more people. And that's the goal. And not to say that the films are perfect, but that's what we reach for. And we try to just go further and push harder. And my hope is that, if you look like a story like I Can Only Imagine, you know, it was very much the emergence of Christian music. And now, you know, on the backs of a few pioneers, like Michael B. Smith and Amy Grant and others, you know, there's an established playing field where new voices can be heard and have a job. And that's what we hope to do with film. I remember Sean Astin, who we've done a couple films together. He was great in season two of Stranger Things, by the way. You know, he said, John, I see you guys as frontiersmen and pioneers. Mm-hmm. And I said, thanks, Sean. That's an honor. That's what we want to do. He said, you know, trouble is, John, most frontiersmen die on the frontier. And I'm like, well, I never thought about that, but the trail will be clearly marked, and I'm pointing to the summit, you know, frozen on the mountainside or whatever. You know, I hope that, you know, I love that line. If I see clearly, it's because I stand on the shoulders of giants. You know, we've climbed up on the shoulders of others, and hopefully a new wave of talent will climb up on our shoulders.
You'll be the next set of shoulders.
You know, and I hope that we'll blink our eyes and we'll be competing with Star Wars. I mean, I really do think that's possible. There's enough of us. We have plenty of money as Christians. We have just lacked the cultural, you know, willpower and a unified strategy. And I see that changing. So I think we have a lot of opportunities. And I'm glad to be a part of that first wave in whatever capacity God allows us to. And it's fun to just still be in the game and be telling stories for a living. I mean, it's an amazing job.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned I Can Only Imagine. It is set for release on March 16th. Great day, by the way. I want you to know, because it happens to be my birthday. So I'm glad that you picked that day just in time, because I Can Only Imagine, of course, everybody's favorite Mercy Me's hit song that inspired this movie. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, and by the way, with the date, you've got a great birthday. I was with a filmmaker friend of mine. He said, how did you guys pick your date? And I said, well, we're going to release it early March, and their Mercy Me's tour was over on the 11th. And so we thought, well, the Friday after that is the 16th. And he said, your date is
316.
You know, exactly. What an amazing thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, this was planned. Of course
it was. That's right. Of course it was.
We're that smart. Of course it was planned.
Yeah.
But I Can Only Imagine is, of course, the best-selling, most-played Christian song of all time. And it has brought hope to so many, even in my own life. You know, at difficult times in my life, I Can Only Imagine has been an anchor for me and for my family. And it's been that for millions and millions of people. But there's an incredible story behind the song that nobody is aware of. And I remember when Bart was talking to my brother to see if we would consider the movie as it was in development elsewhere. And, you know, we're a story-first company, so it's all about what's the story and does it move us And you know, you can always know that about Andy and I and Irwin Brothers. If we're bringing a film to you, it's because it's a film we want to see and a film that moves us, you know, because, those are the only films that we make. And so, I asked Bart, I said, Bart, if I were to put a gun to your head and say, is God real? What do you say? And he said, absolutely. And I said, how do you know? And he said, because of the change I saw in my dad, he said, I watched a monster transform into my best friend and the man I wanted to become. Mm-hmm. And it was that relationship that reconciled. Their relationship was beyond repair, mm-hmm. and yet God restored it and redeemed it. And in the fourth quarter of this man's life, exactly. Arthur, Bart's dad, he totally changed. And it was that transformation and that relationship that inspired this song. And so nobody knows that. And I find that incredible. And so it's just a beautiful thing. And I think, something that we can all, relate to and we can all glean from that, you know, no relationship is beyond God's forgiveness and grace and restoration. And no person is beyond God's grace and forgiveness. And God can change anybody and he can change the worst of us. Mm-hmm. And that is the proof of Christianity, is in the lives that it changes. And so that was just, I couldn't get it out of my mind. It was like a splinter in my mind. I thought we have to tell this story. We have to make this movie. And I'm very pleased with what came of it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I've heard of Bart's story before with his father. And yeah. this is our redeeming God, our God that says it's not over. And who says, hey, look it, I'm still in with you. And as you say, the fourth quarter of his life, I mean, all that Bart had to experience as a young man with his dad, you would think, how do you get these parties back together, you know, but for the grace of God, right?
Well, that is the gospel, you know, and that is, you know, we all have our story. And I remember Dennis Quaid, iconic actor. I mean, he was doing movies before I was born, and iconic movies like.
I know. I'm looking at the cast here. This is a stellar cast.
Yeah. And it's just, he's such an iconic movie star. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I've never played transformation on film like this before. I've never played a character that could change this dramatically, and to know that it really happened is incredible. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible to see him. I mean, just really turn in my opinion, a performance that is incredible and very unique in his body of work. I mean, it was very authentic and humble and powerful, powerful performance. And, you know, that is the great message of this film. I think this film will make you laugh and it will make you cry. And hopefully it will give you that same rush of hope that the song gave us all the first time we heard it. But the enduring message of it is that God has the power to change your life, your situation, your relationship, and you can't be too far gone for the God that we serve. And that's an incredible message.
And this movie is going to add a dimension to that song. As you said, so many of us who have sang that song, been blessed by that song, not knowing what was behind the inspiration of what Bart was writing for us. Wow. I mean, it is going to add something quite powerful that is going to bless the Christian community. I would say make sure that you have your shoes anchored onto your feet. Because they're liable to be blown right off of them, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, our motto is progress, not perfection, and we want you know, each film to build on the last. And I feel like this is a leap forward from anything that we've done before. There's just an emotional power to the story, you know, and we've fallen in love with true stories with our film Woodlawn. And then going on from that, the documentaries on Steve McQueen. I just think that there's power to the truth. I think that there's a power to something that really happened. It's undeniable. And we've seen tens of thousands of people come to Christ, mostly young teenagers, with Woodlawn, you know. Yes. And I think it's just because they crave what they see, because it's, you know, mass media is kind of the language of the time, and to know that what they see really happened, and if it really happened to those people, it can happen to me, is a powerful thing. So I think it becomes a powerful tool to Christians to use at this neutral site called a movie theater.
Exactly.
And it's exciting to be able to give those tools. But this one to me feels like a substantial leap and just a really strong story. And I give testament to Bart for his courage to tell the story.
Yeah.
And
he's very vulnerable.
Willing to tell the story.
Exactly.
Yeah. And be honest about his past and his history. And I hope that we do it justice, and certainly in the screens that we've had.
I'm sure you will.
Audience for this movie.
John, yeah. We're out of time. We got to leave it right there. Thank you. And also your brother and the team that put this together, coming soon to theater near you on a great day. A happy birthday for somebody we know. On March the 16th. Yes, I can only imagine.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.